All righty, let's do it. Good morning. It's 7:10. It's Brackets on two.
What's up? Good morning.
Egon.
Oh, it's your Egon? Yeah, you kind of like that.
I'm skinny.
Yeah.
Tall.
Skinny, but you're not as smart as him, though. He was the smart one. And you are.
You think. I got some brains up here, bro.
No, you don't. You got one. You got one little brain cell that bounces around up there. Just ding, ding, ding.
You think? Might be Einstein, though. You never know. Maybe I just play it off. Just saying.
You know. I know you're not, because that's the dumbest thing you could possibly say. And if you were Einstein, you're.
I'm a mysterious man, Brock. You don't know what you're gonna get. It's like that box of chocolates that Forrest Gump had.
Yeah, exactly. You open up your brain, it's going to be a half-eaten box of chocolates. That's what it's going to be. All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, some casinos in Las Vegas are offering customers $20 to gamble with if they gamble while wearing a mask. So you get a free kickback if you wear a mask while you're in there.
All right, I'll put it on.
Employees at some casinos run by Caesar Entertainment, like Caesar's Palace, Paris Flamingo, Harrah's, were actually walking around the tables and slot machines and giving away $20 gaming credits to people wearing masks. So if you just need to scratch that gambling itch, wear a mask, you get $20.
So what happens when you spend the $20? You just take the mask off again and wait for them to make another round?
Maybe. I don't know. No, because they probably keep tabs on you. I don't know. They're just giving them money. Casinos aren't in the business of giving money away. Yeah. I don't like reading this, though, because it's been good, because my grandma has not been to the casino in forever. Which
I know.
Means,
she's been over at my house.
What? Yes. She? Good God, man.
Yes.
Good God.
Count it.
Yeah, I got to give you that one. I have to.
Yes.
I give you that one like I gave it to you. So I'm actually happy, though, that this has happened, because there's at least been a couple months now where our inheritance hasn't been spent in the slot machines, which is good. I can't tell you how many is that. My grandma loves the casino. And how many Christmases we would get, like, old casino cards, or, you know, like, they'd have the ones with the holes punched in the middle that she would get.
She wouldn't even look at. She wouldn't even look at the machine when she would pull the arm. She'd just stare at you, right?
Yeah,
in your eyes.
Yeah, right there.
Right in your soul.
There you go.
Here goes your Porsche.
Damn it, Grandma. Quit spending our money. I don't want another set of casino cards, okay?
Hey, what is it? Why? I don't think there's too many grandmas that listen to this show, so I don't think we're going to offend too many people. But what is it? What is it with old people in the gambling?
Did
you turn a certain age and all of a sudden you're just like, dude, it's the greatest thing.
It's low impact, you know. You get bright lights and endorphin rushes and bells and whistles. And I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you what it is.
Usually a stereotype's like, yeah, I can kind of see it. No, this one is full blown. You walk into a casino, every grandma in the county is in this damn building.
And it's like, what are you trying to win? I mean, your years are limited. What are you going to do if you win the big jackpot? You know what I mean?
Yeah, your bones can't handle much anymore.
Yeah.
So that money, you're not going to get a Ferrari. That old body can't handle no.
Maybe an Acura.
An Acura? I wanted a Ferrari.
Acuras are really nice. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't. There's something about it. So, I mean, I love gambling, but it makes sense, because if I win big, I got a lifetime to use it. But
yeah, but you're not dropping 10 G's like Ramis dropped.
No.
You know, you love gambling, but you got a limit, Brock, and you know what your limit is.
But see, maybe if I had my retirement, you know, if I'm sitting there just cashing Social Security checks, maybe, you know, I don't know. My 401K, my portfolio ends well. Maybe I'll have some money to throw down, you know.
And real quick, because this is every single grandma, too. She'll always tell you what she won. So everything out of the casino is great. I was great.
Yeah.
I won like $350 in 30 minutes and walked out. Grandma will never tell you the thousands of dollars she's put in those machines previously.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, double-fisted machines, you know. Good gore. $10 at a time, two machines. Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. $20. I'm okay with that. Free $20.
I'll take it.
Lastly, while regular exercising is associated with living longer, healthier, and a better lifestyle, a new study out of Japan suggests that too much exercise, particularly daily strenuous exercise, may actually shorten your lifespan.
There you go.
We did the story.
Just talk about it.
We did the story the other day about how now one drink is okay. That's what they recommend. I don't think they know. I think they're guessing. Okay, there's no fun because there's some people that live to be 105 and they smoke and drink daily, and then there's other people that have never touched a bad thing in their life. Yeah.
Jogging every single day. Just, just drop like a sack of potatoes right there on the sidewalk. I'm telling you guys, you're overdoing yourself. Your heart can only take so much.
But Hunter, you got to find that happy medium where you do some form of exercise.
I don't think so.
Look, if I just sit on the couch, I'm not going to wear this body out. I'm going to live to like 150. It's going to be great.
It's no joke, though. I'm pretty sure I'm right on this one, dude. People think, you know what it is? You know why you're muscular? Why? Because your body is fighting back. Your body is it's getting too much strain on it, and it's creating muscle to fight back from whatever's going on. Why you beat me up so much? And so that's what muscle is, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why it gets big. So
you're tearing your muscle,
You're killing yourself when you work out. So
you heard it from the fitness guru himself. Hunter says, just don't do anything. Just stay there. Don't move any muscles because you want nice, soft, just pliable muscles and internal organs, and you'd be great. You live forever. That is
sink into that couch.
The secret, we have not done a study, though, about someone who doesn't do anything. So,
you could do like 120 year study because that's how long they're going to live.
So what's your daily routine? Nothing. I literally do nothing.
I'm like a sloth. I try to move as slow as possible.
They do have a long lifespan, but then they also do fall out of trees because they confuse their arms with branches. So I don't know if the sloth is the best example for a healthy lifestyle. For God's sakes, that's your morning dump.